This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's STRAUSS, StraussNaturals.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 20th of February, 2021. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. I have to say it really fast because he interrupts me every time I say that. So well, we really appreciate you.
Let's just say, that would be like if Denise said, tried the bar nine times, failed eight. I mean, you would pretty much, you know, or whatever.
I know, whatever. That's right. But let me tell you, what a wonderful time to be here today. Beautiful out in the West Coast. I don't know what's wrong with the West Coast, but it just seems like it's always sunny when we are doing Radio Law Talk. The sun's out, beautiful. We have beautiful windows overlooking large open space. It's just a beautiful day and makes you feel good. But let me tell you, Todd, you have something.
Well, right now, all of our listeners in Texas are going, rub it in.
No, that's true. And we do feel for it. We do have a lot of affiliates in Texas.
Wait, Ted Cruz is saying, stand by, I'll be right over.
Oh, come on.
I'll bring my dog.
Let me tell you why we're in trouble today. We are in trouble. Two things.
Oh, no.
Two reasons. I haven't done, again, I come in here, they have no idea what I'm going to say. So there's two things I figured out we're in trouble. And it's clear we're in trouble. Number one, when I got in my car this morning, and I have a newer car, it just freaking wouldn't start. I just did everything I could. There's something wrong with it. It would not start.
So like a battery problem or it turned over
and
didn't start?
I couldn't figure it out, and it's one of those push start ones, right?
Oh, yeah.
I finally looked and said, and I seriously was trying to figure it out, went around and looked and said, oh, I don't have the keys. Went in, got the keys, and pushed the push start, and it started. I'm going, wow, this day is just going to be one of those days. I can tell it's going to be one of those days. And then it gets worse. Let me tell you how it gets worse. I'm sitting here, and Denise, rolling in a little bit late, she's only a few minutes before we start, she's a little bit, you can tell, flustered, and she puts her stuff down and looks at me, and that's the first thing she says. Ready? I wrote it down, Denise, you didn't know this. I've got to be careful what I say today. It's like when Denise, the solid, she's the stalwart and the foundation of us three little pig boys that are off the rails most of the time. When she says, I've got to be careful what I say today, we're in trouble, Denise.
The problem is she just looked at me and then turned at you and said that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're going to have a fun day today. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Look, you know, we're not giving you legal counsel, seek local counsel, and we're not giving you legal advice, seek local counsel. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. I got to throw all these plugs out. The other plug is email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Our website is a wonderful website, and you can go and see the old shows, go back to the old shows, and listen to our podcasts. And that's a good way to find a topic. The best part, you just search. You put in topic, you know, XYZ, and it'll find that topic.
We need to get a hair restoration sponsor. Because every time we talk about gotta do this plug, that plug, this plug brought to you by
And adult diapers is the other one we need, because we always say it depends.
You know, this legal opinion
Ray,
brought to you.
Why is everybody looking at me when she said adult diapers? Come on.
No, we could. We need adult diapers. We've got Strauss. They're lucky to have Strauss on board. Thank you.
We thank you.
And you know what? Today, talking about sponsors, a couple of exciting things. We do have Iceberg. And I don't know. Again, I'm a lawyer, but Cal, you've been in this business forever.
Yeah.
And we're not like pushing these sponsors, because I know you have to say this is a sponsor,
right. These
rules. But these are our sponsors, and I'm going to mention them. So we have Quick Quack Car Wash coming in today after the show, and they're shooting a new spot, so you get to meet one of the executives at Quick Quack Car us.
They're my favorite spots in
Quick Quack Kids.
Yeah, and the kids. Some kids are coming in and do some spots for Quick Quack Car Wash. And Iceberg Drive-In, which is another sponsor, is opened up. Another new, in fact, I was there for the grand opening of another new fast food restaurant, and they and there's two more that we did a groundbreaking ceremony on. They're just booming. They're just they can't build them.
Is this in Santa Quinn or where is that?
Okay, they did one. This is in Utah. They're doing them in Santa Quinn, Utah, and they've got one in they're building one in Spanish Fork and one in Saratoga Springs, which is kind of I'm going to say central Utah, heading toward the south. But
do they have anything on their menu? Iceberg Drive-In, order our Titanic burger, something like that.
No. That's a good one.
They're missing out.
That's a good idea.
But it crashed.
But you know what, though? Here's the deal. I'm on a diet again. But you can't be on a diet when they're doing a grand opening. And they're famous for their milkshakes. In fact, they were on the news that morning giving out, because it was St. Patty's Day, was it? Yesterday? Or I don't know.
President's Day.
No, there was something to do with mint. It was mint chocolate chip day or some weird thing like that. And then so they did a mint chocolate chip shake, and the milkshakes are to die for. And I couldn't help myself but to have a pastrami burger, some fries. And
it wasn't pastrami burger and Friday, it was chocolate chip shake.
I'm trying to lose weight. And then my cardiologist, who's a friend of mine, I won't do a shout out for her, but she literally texts me, Fred, I haven't seen you in a while. And the best part about it is I can use COVID as the example. I'm not doing COVID. And then she's like, Fred, you need to come see me. All right.
I can't do it. It's guilty.
I can't look at this shake.
By the way, the shake is about a quart of ice cream. Let's be honest.
It is
huge.
And that's the mini. Yeah. They have what's called a mini. It goes mini and a regular. And you order a mini, and it's about 4 inches higher than the cup. It's so thick. You turn it upside down, and literally it won't move if you turn it upside down. And everyone says there's another company that, you know, Todd, stop smiling when I...
You know, I just... Denise started with, I have to watch what I say, and now it's here, and I'm sorry. Yeah. The 12-year-old in me is thinking every inappropriate joke at this conversation, I'm just going to stay silent.
That's exactly right. Stay silent. So, anyway, we're trying to get to law topics. We are going to talk... You going to do a case or no case. We're going to talk about Kim Kardashian files for divorce. Larry King's widow is contesting some things. We're going to talk about that. Britney Spears... Small town Iowa. There's some interesting things happening in a small town Iowa we're going to talk about. We're talking about COVID-19 in multiple jurisdictions and what the government's doing legally to prevent people from suing under COVID-19. We're going to talk about the late Zappos CEO. There's something going on there.
Mm-hmm. Zappos, and, the online shoe dealer?
Is it a shoe? What is Zappos?
I think it's shoes.
I don't remember. And then we're going to talk about the lawsuit against Las Vegas. There's a lawsuit against Las Vegas we want to talk about. We've got other stuff going on, but that's...
The city or the Raiders?
All the above. I was actually reading today, there's a lot going on in the NFL about... who's getting traded here, there, where. And I know a lot of people don't care about the NFL. I'm okay with that. But I do have a family member that plays in the NFL, so I do watch it now. So that's exciting. But, Cal, the most important thing we were here for is a case. Should we just get it started?
Yeah.
Let's not.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a longer
okay,
setup,
let's
if you don't mind.
Yes,
yeah.
Will you do it? Just tell us
sure.
a teaser. What's it about?
If you've ever been to a Botox party.
Yes.
You will want to, and I know you have, Fred.
Yes,
you will
three or want four to, a week.
You will want to hear our case or no case because somebody got a little loosey-goosey with the Botox. So we'll talk about that
Whoa.
When we come back.
Yeah. So when you have loosey-goosey, Botox.
And milkshakes.
And then we've got Denise saying, I've got to be careful what I say today. This is going to be a good show. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. As Fred said, case or no case is coming right up, as is the rest of Radio Law Talk, wherever you're listening on your favorite radio station, or, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Hold on.
Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce...
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Not been evaluated by the FDA.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All righty. Here we go, Cal Casey.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Hang on to your seats. Remember, get your seat belts buckled. It's time for...
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Her name was Ella.
Ella.
By the way, we changed the names on some of these cases to protect the innocent. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. But she worked as a front and back office licensed medical assistant for a doctor whose name was, in air quotes, Edward. Stoic, formal, and with a desire to make a little more cash in his dermatology practice, Ella came to Ed and said, Ed, you know, people are having these Botox parties all over the place. Women come, they get injected with Botox all the time, and they pay a pretty penny to lose their wrinkles.
A pretty penny?
Get it? See? Yeah, Ed was anxious to earn more cash, but not ambitious enough to put in the extra time. He said, nah, I don't want to do it. She said, well, how about this? Oh, the doc says, she said, well, what if I do it?
Yeah.
He said, you're not qualified.
Well,
you're just a back-end assistant. You can't do that. She said, I am too. I give shots for you all the time. So here's the deal. You leave the Botox out. I'll arrange the parties. I'll do the patient prep. I'll get them in here, and I'll inject them right in the old mug, make their wrinkles go away. 25% for me, 75% for you, $300 a shot. Boom, we're in Fat City. What do you have to lose? And Ed didn't say, well, my license, well, you know, maybe he should have said that, but he didn't.
Did she say also we're going to sell Tupperware at the same time? Botox and Tupperware?
I think it was one of those kitchen deals.
Gotcha.
What's the kitchen?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway,
Tupperware.
Yeah. So people went in and did this.
Oh.
So Ella made a mistake on a couple of patients.
Uh-oh.
One of whom had a permanent case of Bell's palsy, you know, with a finger hoop on one side of the face. And the patient went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't inject you with that. And she said, well, you know, maybe my lawyer will. So she went and asked her attorney, case or no case? And that's what I ask you. Case or no case? What do you say? I think we'll start with you, Denise. What do you think?
Yeah, it's right up my alley.
Well, I don't know if it is. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Cal. I hate you too, right? No, I got it. Yeah.
Which part is not up your alley?
Bell's palsy.
Yeah, what's not up your alley?
You know what Bell's palsy is? Sometimes you go to the dentist and they nick a nerve and your face droops and your eye weeps and this side of your face doesn't work. And
my whole body's drooping.
Yeah,
so I think
so
I got
that was
Bell's
nerve
palsy
damage.
Everywhere.
That had to be like nerve damage,
Fred, that's
right?
Belly's palsy.
Oh, Belly's palsy. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, I mean, Bell's palsy is caused usually by some kind of viral attack on the nerve or the nerve being compromised by a needle or something like that, apparently.
Denise is being Denise, of course.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm playing one on
the She's stalling.
You can't stall all the way to the bottom of the hour. You're going to have to come up with an answer.
Yeah. She's great at that. She's just so you know, those of you first listening,
the best.
Denise is the number one staller.
I'm going to say, it's a scenario but not a case.
What say you, Mr. Fred Penny?
Well, number one, I think he's got some ethical issues. Unless she did it without his permission and stole the Botox, let's assume, because she should not have access to those Botox shots without, or not being able to take them outside of the medical office,
the clinic,
right?
Yeah,
the
you
clinic,
would think.
Yeah,
you would
think
that. Yeah.
Think that.
Mm-hmm.
And how she got a hold of that, I think the doctor's still liable, no matter what. If she was able to take those out of his facility, and he left it or doesn't have the proper procedure to make sure that nobody's allowed to take those out. But in this case, I think Ella was clearly at fault. The doctor, though, may be at fault because of he at least had knowledge she was trying to do this, and the Botox shots left his office. Scenario, not a case.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Kunin, boy, you guys are really firm on that. But everybody's going down the long and winding road to get there. What do you say, Todd Kunin?
I think this is a scenario. I think it's a case. And I think that the Botox injectee, the one with the Bell's palsy, I think that individual wins.
I'm going to change. I wish I could change my vote.
So I'm going to say case, and plaintiff prevails.
All right. So let's go ahead and get to this because we have about two and a half minutes left in the segment here. So I want you to know, for those of you who say this was a case, who would that be? That would be Todd. Oh, Todd. Well, congratulations to you.
Oh, Todd. At least Denise didn't get points. You're so far behind. It doesn't matter.
So let me
real case. Names have been changed, right?
Yes, names have been changed.
Okay.
Charges of practicing medicine without a license and allowing someone to do so were filed against the nurse and the doctor, and not to mention civil liability for the damage Ella is alleged to have done. Neither has a license, the doctor, for a while. Ella's completely out of the medical community altogether. and she got lost on civil case. And that, criminal and civil, you know, medical, I don't know what you call it. Regulatory would be better.
So Ella, okay, the doctor did not, I didn't catch that, I was just looking down. The doctor did not, was not liable or was?
Yes, he was, oh yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Because of?
Because allowing her to practice medicine without a license.
But he knew about it.
Yeah, gave her access, right.
Yeah, gave her access, what
so
I said.
Exactly what you said, but you had the wrong conclusion.
But you also said it was a scenario.
I know, I'm dumb.
Not a case, it was a case.
Good job, Todd.
2 points.
Nice job.
By the way, at 32 now, you're only three behind us.
Oh man. And next,
no way.
Yeah. We're at 35.
You got sorry.
Oh
Cal.
No, you're 38.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't read my writing.
All right, Cal, go ahead. Next
hour, the case of the cloned Pomeranian.
Cloned Pomeranian.
You know, dog. You know, it wasn't maybe not a Pomeranian, but a very, very small dog. The case of the cloned puppy.
Oh.
So, well, speaking of that, small dogs. Kim Kardashian and did I say that? Is filing for divorce from Kanye West. Kim, I'm not saying that about you.
Alex, I'll take segues that lead to legal liability for $3,000,
no,
please.
No, that's not the. I did not say that.
Now, double jeopardy.
No issues with Kim. No issues. Kim. Okay, speaking of, we're going to Kim Kardashian and Larry King's widow challenge. By the way, Todd, she's now going to be available.
Yeah.
Kanye, now Kim.
We better look her up.
We have a single man sitting next to us that is looking for you. Look, he's got back issues. He's not wealthy. He sleeps with cats. And there's a number of other things. Well, he's really attractive.
I'm just going to quote Clint Eastwood as Dirty Harry. Sometimes a man has got to know his limitations. There ain't no way I'd go there.
Okay, we'll be back. We're going to talk about some real cases.
All right, stay tuned, because as Fred said, more Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here, and there are two more case or no cases, one each hour right here. We'll be back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quest Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quest Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quest Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
USA Radio News. Despite weather delays, President Biden is still confident will achieve one of his COVID vaccine goals. Biden in Michigan yesterday at a Pfizer vaccine plant as the delivery of 6 million doses is held up by extreme weather across most of the country. Biden, though, says we're still on track for administering 100 million vaccine doses in his first 100 days. He also says he can see a day when we can all get a vaccine.
Because we work together, we're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans. by the end of July. It doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
Yes, we can get back to normal by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the House Budget Committee yesterday releasing details of Biden's $2 trillion COVID relief bill. It includes a $15 an hour minimum wage, $1,400 stimulus checks, extending unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We're bopping. We're bopping, man. We're loving this. You know what? So we have followed a number of celebrities, and we like to talk about the latest lawsuits with celebrities going on. And Kim Kardashian is now officially filed for divorce from Kanye West, and Fox is talking about TMZ. Everyone's talking about it now, but we do have Denise Dirks here that practices in California. She is a family law attorney and handles how many divorces has your firm, not you, handled, you think, just in general? I mean, just thousands, I know that, but do you think you've hit the 10,000 or the 8,000, right? It's thousands. Thousands,
probably
right?
not that many.
But thousands, for sure.
Definitely thousands. Probably half of that.
Wow, that's awesome. So this is
how many have you talked into reconciling? I mean, could you put a number on that?
Yeah, I can, actually. In my career I've had five reconcile. And successfully. No, that's good.
Is that?
That's good.
That's good.
So the odds are one to 5,000.
Five out of 1,000.
Yeah, 5,000. Yeah, okay. But, yeah. Okay. Well, if you go to a lawyer, you're pretty serious about it, I would guess. So.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
They're ready to roll.
And it's hard to get divorced in today's world. It's easy to get married, but it's really hard to get divorced. And there's a lot of work to it. And it's tedious.
Right. So. And especially when there's children involved. And I didn't realize this until I started studying this, that I didn't realize they had four children. Is that right?
Yeah.
Four children is a lot of, I mean, not that's a lot, but they've been married 7 years, right?
It may be difficult for her to find a suitor with, you know, four kids.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly.
Four kids.
Well, but Todd's not.
Is she going to put that on her Tinder profile? That's what I want.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Mother of four, seeking long-term commitment with a...
Man on radio?
Pay no attention to my history. I'm sorry, go.
But basketball stars or football stars, and then they don't do well.
Let's look at Kim Kardashian dated Reggie Bush.
Yes.
And let's see, the football player. Then during that dating, it turned out that there was an investigation. He was taking money at USC. He lost that. His football career ended up tanking after he left New Orleans because he got injured on a play.
But what happened in the investigation? Nothing happened.
They filed
a lawsuit against the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, he did, but the investigation into the he had to return the Heisman that he won.
Yes, he did.
And USC had to vacate the national championship they won when he was playing. So.
And weren't they like on probation or something for three years?
And they were on probation for that. So there's the Reggie Bush thing, and then Chloe was dating Lamar Odom and got married, yeah. And then his career tanked.
Well, Lamar had some issues with fidelity would be the issue.
And drugs.
Yeah, they're probably tied together. I don't know. But.
Well, we don't know. These are just allegations.
Who was the guy that Kim's? This is her third. This will be her third divorce. Her second husband is the one I can't remember what his name is. They were married for like 2 weeks.
855 Law Radio. If you
that's
want to
my
tell
kind
us.
Of relationship.
Well, let's talk about the divorce. Okay, so
my speculative question is: what is it about being attracted to fame like a moth to the flame that causes these marriages to self destruct? It's an interesting study,
it's
isn't
difficult.
It?
I think it's difficult, Cal, because you know. Just think the pressure. I know you're like, oh, they're spoiled rich people. You know what, though? Just think of the pressures on these people. And I do know of some celebrities that are, I'm not going to call them A celebrities, B celebrities, that there's pressure on them and to perform and to do what they're supposed to do and the blah, 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 blah. And there's two of them that with that pressure, I just think it's more difficult.
How many times? So assuming for the sake of argument, every marriage is going to have challenges. Two people commit to each other for their life.
Right.
Every marriage is going to have challenges. Now, ask yourself this. How many times have you known people that you thought everything was just great? They were able to hide the difficulties they had. Yep. Later on, you found out there was trouble, but they were able to hide it from everybody and keep things in-house, so to speak.
Right.
Now, when you're a celebrity, you can't do that.
Especially in L.A. with the paparazzi.
Yes.
So hanging around all the time.
Yeah. So everybody else that has the normal issues and, you know, you work through it and nobody else knows. It might have been a big deal, might not have been a big deal. You can work through that in L.A. if you're a celebrity. You're not just in L.A., but if you're a celebrity, every issue becomes a huge deal. It's going to end up on TMZ. It's going to end up posted everywhere. You know, you have a spat with your
media
significant other. Next thing you know, everybody knows about that.
And the video from the elevator is on, you know, the internet.
Exactly. And I just, you know, it's like taking the normal issues that a couple would face and amplifying it by like 1,000.
And TMZ, by the way, is the very best at getting into public records and digging out court filings and pictures and videos and booking photos.
Right,
and all. They're just really good at that. I mean, it's not that I admire them for that. Well, I kind of do my way.
Yeah,
they're really good at it.
Hey, it's news. It's news.
It is.
No, but anyway.
So it's kind of interesting that the Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they stopped filming now. They're finished right now. And she's going through this very public divorce. It's not going to be a bad divorce, you guys. I predict it's going to be very simple because they had a prenuptial agreement going in. So they already know what's going to happen by that contract.
It was the basketball player that she was married to.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that. It was like
2 months or something.
Yes.
Remember he pushed her in the water and she lost her diamond earring? And
yeah. You know,
was that an allegation?
No, we saw it on film.
But you know,
but they found it.
And I think her history with marriage. I mean, look, she was
married really young.
And I doubt that she went into any marriage without a prenup. But if there were any issues that arose in the first marriage or the second marriage relating to the prenup, oh my gosh, I wish I put this in. By the time she married Kanye, and let's face it, Kanye had his own successes too. So they both had a vested interest in, look, I want to keep what's mine. And so I would think that to the extent prenups can be ironclad at this point, I would expect that she would have had one. Everything that I've seen is that Kanye has, you know, accepted the reality of this and that they're going to honor the terms of the prenup. And so it's already been predetermined what it is. But look, we'll see.
According to Bing search, Kim Kardashian has married Damon Thomas, Chris Humphries and Kanye West.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Damon Thomas was before she got famous. Yeah. Okay. You know, she was very young.
Here's something interesting. I did not know that. I didn't know that Kanye, during, you know, he said he's running for president. This is according to Fox. This is on a Fox report. It might be from TMZ. But he brought up the possibility of divorcing his wife at a campaign event?
Yes.
Oh, my heavens.
He was on a manic spree. He has bipolar disorder. And he's open about that.
Yeah.
And he was just on a manic run when he decided he was going to run for president, and he made some really horrible statements that hurt the family.
But have you seen that in divorce cases? You've dealt with so many divorce cases. That's not necessarily unusual, because there's so much infighting going on that a lot of times they say stuff that should be private and kept within the home, right?
Yes.
You've seen that, Denise, in divorce cases.
I've seen it a lot. And the sad thing is that in many divorces, there usually is mental health issues.
There's certainly stress-related issues, don't you think, Denise? Stress-related issues come into play here? I mean, that exacerbates whatever mental health issues may be there, because stress is tough on people.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, if you look at what Kanye did and all that stuff, I'm thinking, dude was under a ton of pressure, and he was, wavering to begin with. So, I mean, it seems like that to me anyway. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you can only forgive so much. I mean, when you say, I mean, he basically said that Kim and him thought about aborting their first child. And that, to me,
you don't talk about that
kind of thing.
No,
when that gets back to your child, can you imagine?
But still, you don't.
Harm?
Yeah, I mean, this is all, again, we're going to throw this out. A lot of this is out there. You're right. But I always say it's allegations. But you know what? There's always, I always say this. My mom taught me this, my grandma. Son, there's always two sides of the story. And just some people talk more than others. So the people that, just because they're talking, doesn't mean the other person that's not saying anything, doesn't mean there's things on the other side. We don't know that. So go ahead, Todd. You were raising your hand like a little kid in first grade.
Well, no, I was just going to comment on Denise's statement that, there are mental health issues often in divorce. Theoretically, beyond the phrase that we were crazy for each other, or I had to be crazy for marrying you, stuff like that. But yeah, it does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there are certain people that are high conflict type people.
Right.
And that's when a divorce gets hard, is when you have a high conflict person.
But about 50% get divorced. I mean, generally speaking, about 50% of the country are getting divorced.
Yes.
Now, Denise, you had mentioned that early when we started this, and we're coming up on the break here, that it's difficult sometimes to really get divorced, and it really depends on the state that you're in. In some states, you have to prove that there was some sort of fault. California, which is the jurisdiction for Kim and Kanye, is a no-fault state. Irreconcilable differences, it's they don't have to prove that somebody else did something. But in the states where you do have to prove something untoward on behalf of the other party, that's where it gets difficult.
It might get a little messy because there's kids involved, too. So we don't know yet. We're going to follow it. We're going to be back. We're going to follow up with Larry King, what's going on with his death and his holographic will, which is a handwritten will that, by the way, is very almost illegible. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. As Fred said, we'll be back in just a little bit right here with the last segment of this hour of Radio Law Talk. Then after that, two more hours to go online or on your favorite radio station. We'll be back. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market and
intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Is this real life?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Yeah, more anecdotal stuff. Next week, Cal, I haven't told you this, but our actor, child 4-year-old actor, is coming in next week to do the bumpers, okay?
Oh, okay.
So next week, shoot some bumpers as an example, kid. We love the kid bumpers. And so here's some examples that Cal knows. But we're going to do some more kid bumpers from another celebrity child, age 4, that will give us some more kid bumps.
So if you have any you'd like to hear, email us to info@radiolawtalk.com. Yeah. Have any ideas of what we can...
Give an example what a kid bump is.
Well, no. You know, something like is this real life? Todd has kitties.
Play some.
Cal's
play
a dope.
Some.
You know, that kind
of
stuff.
Play
I'm going to say Cal's a dope yet. I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Yes,
oh,
but,
come on.
Yep.
I'm just
gonna,
no points for you.
I'm just going to tell you right now, if you get any suggestions from what appears to be a recently created email address or a fictitious email address, and those suggestions are things like, it pains me to agree with Todd. Or, Todd is an idiot. I'm looking at Denise. It's something I think you would do. I'm expecting it.
Oh, so Dennis Dirks would be obviously perhaps.
Yes, yes. Who was it? It was Dennis Dirks.
Oh, well, we couldn't possibly find out who that was.
Nisibo.
Larry King's win. Okay, Larry King, we discussed last week, is, okay, this guy, we can't figure out how much he's worth. So some say he's worth $50 million. his will, according to will, according to other sources, he's worth $2 million. We don't know what he's worth, but in his will, it was called a holographic will. It was handwritten, apparently, a few weeks prior to passing, that said he leaves his $2 million to basically everyone but his ex-wife, Sean. Not ex-wife, his in the middle of a divorce, Sean.
Soon to be ex-wife.
I don't know if I'd ever trust a will written by somebody prior to them passing.
No, there's no soon to be. He's dead.
So when you die, your divorce is not going to go through. Huh?
That's right.
Right. But
if you die before the divorce is fine, not the divorce, if you die before the marriage is terminated in a divorce setting, the divorce goes away. It's called abatement.
I know that he left a little note when he went in there. She went into the hospital to visit him, and he was, and he wrote her a quick note, and she, put it in her pocket until the funeral service. She opened it up, and it said, "You're standing on my breathing tube." Guess what happened?
Oh, that's the one.
No. I'm sorry. It's an old joke.
That's a funny joke. Okay,
it's an old joke, but I like it.
Okay, all right.
I'm waiting for somebody to come in, because we talk about this abatement, right?
Right.
I'm waiting for the family to argue, actually, upon death, the marriage is officially terminated, and the divorce proceedings no longer need to go. Because I seem to recall these vows at the time they were married that said, "Till death do us part," which means as soon as they died.
Parting doesn't necessarily mean divorce, though.
Yeah.
Right? So, Denise, you can't, what we discussed last week is, and the reason we're bringing this up is, she is now contesting the holographic will or handwritten will, and there's issues here. Apparently, it's fairly legible, I guess, or not legible.
There's actually crossouts in it,
yes,
and things are written in, and other words crossed out, and all kinds of things. And you know, the other odd thing about the holograph will is he leaves it to all of his children, but two have predeceased him.
And he left it to them, too.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of things about the will that I think that makes it suspicious, if you will.
Well,
what they're really fighting over right at this moment is who's going to be the executor of the estate. And that's really, or the administrator of the estate.
Just want to clarify one thing, because just a few minutes ago we said that the holographic will was drafted shortly before his passing. No, it was drafted about a month or two after the divorce filing in 2019.
But that's shortly. I call that shortly.
However, and at the time, those children who are now dead were alive.
Oh, right. They died that next year.
And they died the following year. Right. He died. So he died 18 months.
Right.
And the reason why I point that out is because I don't want to give the impression that he was on his deathbed when he wrote the will.
No. I say shortly.
It was a little bit after. And those kids were alive.
Who's the witness to this holograph? Doesn't someone have to witness that if you write your own will out by longhand?
No.
No.
Just have to be able to establish that it was you who wrote it.
To be your handwriting.
Very difficult. And here's the thing. Here's an individual that had a high net worth, at least $50 million, I understood, at one time. And they've got lawyers writing up their estate planning, their, trusts and wills and all that stuff. And then out of the blue, this little tiny, scratched out, handwritten thing. It doesn't pass the smell test for me.
I wrote one with my, I said, "Nobody gets nothing." I signed my name. She said, "That's okay, because you got nothing to give."
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What are you going to give them? Yeah.
You can have the dog. The situation was very clear that I want to say this without saying it is, and I'm not saying this has happened with Larry King. I'm not saying that at all. But there's a lot of elder abuse that occurs as people get older. They start, having dementia and losing it. And then next thing you know, here comes the cousin Eddie rolling in. "Hey, leave this to me." And they have them sign something, or a friend or a family. And all of a sudden, they leave everything to that person.
But to clarify something, Denise is correct. A holographic will doesn't need to be notarized. It doesn't need to be witnesses. However, that does not mean that the holographic will withstand scrutiny or be accepted on its face, lock, stock, and barrel. So it doesn't require the signature. It doesn't require the notarization. But if it doesn't have those things, it is very subject to attack on the grounds of validity and whether or not it can supersede a previous document or instrument that does have witnesses, notarized, and what have
and
you.
And so, it provides for who's going to be the administrator.
Exactly.
So the holograph rule is silent on this issue. And so what's happened is, unbeknownst to his wife, Larry had a child named Larry Jr. that he did not know.
Attaboy, Larry.
Until he was an adult.
How old is he?
Unbeknownst to which wife, though?
Yeah, well, Larry.
It wasn't a wife.
Larry. Which wife?
Oh, his current wife.
Oh. So, yeah, Larry King did not know that he had, that Larry Jr. existed until Larry Jr. was an adult.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he had secreted money out of their joint account into a separate account and had paid him $266,000.
To Junior.
To Junior. Larry King to the Junior.
Wow.
And she didn't know that. And so now those two are fighting, the wife and the eldest son that he didn't know
and the junior.
As a child.
Yeah,
yes, the junior.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're fighting over who's going to be the administrator.
But does he have to write in there, this cancels out all of my previous wills? I mean, if you were doing a holographic will, would you have to say, this is my latest will, and it supersedes
anything
else?
I believe he did say that.
He did say that, and does have magic words that you do have to have. This is my last will and testament,
It has magic words like abracadabra, open sesame,
adios.
Nothing up my sleeve.
open sesame to my bank account?
Yes, yes.
Here's the most interesting thing about this, guys. Here's what I say.
And you know what? It's reported he's worth
That's 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes.
No, you got one. Oh, you got two.
Okay.
You got two.
Okay, we got two. So I'm okay. Yeah. We can play bumper.
No, the latest thing is he's worth $144 million. He only left $2
million
to his
children. I get it now. Here's the $2 million. The rest goes elsewhere. I got it now. I've got it figured out.
Because
I know he was worth more than $2
million. Well, it was pre-marriage that he got most of
it.
Money, was
okay.
it not?
They've been married 21 years.
Okay.
Yeah, ready?
What's your point, Fred?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my point. You guys ready for my point?
I'm ready.
All right. Videos. You got videos now. If this holographic, barely written out thing, why can't he video it at the same time? You've got your iPhone camera. That way you can look to see how lucid he is. Who's around there? Who's videoing it? Who's doing this and that? That to me shows I have a wary eye on this because they could have videoed.
I know exactly why. After a career in the media and understanding which is his best side and makeup artist, he couldn't find somebody to come in and do the touch-up work in time, so all he had to do was write it. It wasn't going to be on video.
Or properly light him. He wasn't properly
Yes, I'm not going to be proper. If I can't be properly lit, it's just going to be a written document. I am not going to go on video. Good heavens.
But
I have a brand to protect.
Right. Nowadays, with video, it's interesting how, okay, if you want to do a holographic will that's handwritten, video me doing it.
Plus, those video wills make a great way to start like a new TV show. Everybody gathered in the lawyer's office watching the video and going, I didn't get nothing.
Of course, all of that seems well and good until you realize there's this stuff called deep fake technology.
Yes.
Oh, boy, that's scary.
Hey, we're going to be back hour two. Hang on.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Radio Law Talk. We've got hour number two coming up in about 6 minutes. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.